The Wall Street Journal is reporting today that Apple is in talks to offer a new live and on-demand streaming TV service. It would allow you to use an Apple device almost as your TV provider. The service would run through Apple phones and iPads and perhaps most prominently, its set-top box Apple TV, and it would include about 25 channels, according to reports, including broadcasters like ABC, CBS, and Fox. And if the deal goes through, it would obviously be a big blow to cable companies. Peter Kafka is senior editor of media for Recode, our weekly guide to the world of tech, which reported some of the details about Apple's plans last month. Peter's with us from New York. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And more details obviously coming out today, but what do we know at this point about what Apple wants to do?
Well, the big news is that Apple is targeting a fall launch date, which doesn't mean it'll happen. They don't have any programming deals, so they can't do it if the programmers aren't signed on. That's really the main news, frankly. And there's a rumored sort of price point of less than $40, which sort of makes sense. But it's sort of what we've been talking about for a month or 6 weeks. But it does mean that Apple's going forward with this. They're pushing it forward. More and more programmers are talking to them.
$40 a month would be, as we said, about 25 channels. I mentioned ABC, CBS, and Fox. I did not say NBC, which, not coincidentally, perhaps is part of now the Comcast empire.
Yeah, I don't know that I would wait. I wouldn't think about that too heavily right now. If Apple wants to get NBC in this deal, they can. NBC is required to sign on to programming deals as part of a. Deal it made with the Justice Department when Comcast bought NBC a few years ago. So NBC could end up on this platform if Apple wants them there.
But I guess the big question I'm trying to get there is the fear that this is going to do to cable companies what Apple has done to so many other industries when it came in and entered the market and upended the industry that existed?
No, it's much more nuanced than that. And remember, the cable companies, think about them as two different groups, right? And very often they are two different groups. There's the people who bring pipe into your house and sell you programming and usually broadband. And there's the people who sell the programming. Comcast, for example, does both. It sells broadband and it sells programming.
Right.
Even if you're not going to get your programming from Comcast, you're still going to get broadband or from them or Time Warner Cable.
You
Charter.
Have to do that, or could you choose another option to get your internet service provider?
This is one of the problems that Charter's that Comcast is having with its Time Warner Cable deal. There's very little choice in terms of high-speed broadband in this country. Most people have one or two options max. So you're still going to deal with someone that's likely a cable company. Maybe it's Verizon. Maybe it's AT&T who's going to deliver that pipe into your house. Then you're going to pay someone else for programming. And so in a lot of cases, you may not be getting rid of Comcast or Time Warner Cable at all, even if you're getting your programming from Apple.
Which brings up other questions of, first of all, what would happen to the price of your cable bill if you're paying for internet but you decide you don't want cable because you're going to go with Apple's new TV service? They may raise the price of what they charge you for your internet service. And additionally, whether there might be some throttling going on because they want to reduce the speed for people who aren't going with them for cable providing.
That's possible. They're going to be under a lot of scrutiny, though, whether or not there's net neutrality rules passed or not for exactly that kind of behavior. What realistically is going to happen, because you can do this today, right? There is a service called Sling TV. It comes from Dish. Sony is going to have a version of the service out this year. If you tell Comcast or Time Warner Cable that you want to get rid of your TV service and just get broadband, they'll come back to you and say, look, you know, by the time you're done just paying for the broadband, you may as well get TV. We're going to price TV so cheaply that you may as well get it. Hmm. So a lot of folks are going to sort of, if they really sit down and do the numbers, may have a hard time deciding to get rid of TV. That said, there's probably 10, 12 million people who just get broadband and don't get TV today. And that's initially who all these services are being pitched to, the cord nevers instead of the cord cutters.
And as we said, this would be a package of channels, about 25 channels. It's not unbundling, which is what a lot of people have been asking for, is why do I have to buy all these channels together? Why can't I just get this channel and that channel that I want and just pay for those?
So that's true. We're still going to be in a bundled world. That said, we're now moving to a world where you have a lot more choice in bundles. There'll be these mini bundles coming from Sling or Apple TV or maybe Sony. The Netflix is a bundle of programs. Amazon is a Netflix of bundles, is a bundle of programs. In addition now, which is very interesting, you're going to be able to get HBO without paying for other cable TV. So you're going to be able to start to assemble your own bundle, which is pretty interesting. People have been predicting this for a long time, but it hasn't seemed realistic until this year.
And that HBO deal that you're talking about was actually announced by Apple last week when they came out with the iWatch announcement.
Yeah, Apple will have that deal exclusively online for about 3 months, and then you'll be able to get it through other folks like Amazon or Roku. And by the way, some cable providers will have that deal as well. Cablevision, a New York cable system, announced yesterday they're going to sell that same product.
So you expect we'll hear more about this potentially later this fall. When do you think it would actually be a reality, this Apple TV service?
Well, the story to watch is throughout the rest of the spring and summer, sort of how these negotiations with the cable companies, with the cable programmers are coming along. Who's on board? Has Apple rounded up enough of these folks to launch in the fall?
Peter Kafka, senior editor of media for Recode, our weekly guide to the world of tech. You can find a link to his story on Apple TV and much more at our website, hereandnow.org. Peter, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.